It's Thursday. That means it's time for Thesis Thursday.
Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the radio station here in beautiful historic Hotel Congress to talk about what they're working on in school. I ask them about their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me today is Carrie Stein. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Of course. What's happening at the U of A?
I'm studying biochemistry and molecular and cellular biology. And for the last 2 years, I've been studying the role of heat shock protein 90 in cancer-related pain in the Department of Pharmacology in Dr. John Stryker's lab.
Heat shock what?
Heat shock protein 90.
It's that sounds like a power bar.
Yeah. It's actually what we call a chaperone protein. So its job is to help other proteins fold properly.
What exactly is protein folding?
Protein folding, yeah. When a protein gets synthesized in your body, it goes through a few steps. It starts out as your DNA that gets transcribed into RNA, and that RNA is just kind of like a long string, and then that eventually gets translated into a protein. It turns from that long string of amino acids into a properly folded active conformation. And so that proper folding is what allows a protein to do its job. They can't all just be long strings. So they have to fold so they can match with their proper substrates and different things they interact with.
That's like teeny tiny origami.
Yes, very teeny tiny origami.
Super precise.
Some of those proteins that it helps to fold are proteins that actually help promote cancer. So a big field for HSP90 right now is people are inhibiting HSP90 to prevent the development of cancer. So HSP90 inhibitors is cancer therapeutics. But my lab has also found that HSP90 is involved in opioid receptor signaling. If you inhibit HSP90 in certain cancer pain, you prevent the ability of morphine to provide pain relief, which would be a huge issue for, you know, patients that are on these treatments in the future as they approach clinical development. But fortunately, we've shown that this is only specific to mu opioid agonists, such as morphine. So if you use another drug that doesn't activate that receptor, NSAIDs or gabapentin or just different other pain relievers that aren't opioids, you can avoid this effect potentially.
It's like a workaround.
Yeah, so this is more of like a matter of knowledge. So this is good knowledge for physicians to have, yes.
Why is it called heat shock?
It's called heat shock protein because these proteins get activated under conditions of, you know, heat shock and cellular stress. So as I was saying, it helps proteins fold, but it also helps protect them. So when the cell is in a state of like heat stress, HSP90 will come in and protect other proteins from being degraded by that stress.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this is a really good protein that's just doing the best it can.
Yes, it's just trying to keep the cell going, but sometimes those cells should not be kept going because they're cancerous. So
when are you graduating?
I am graduating in 1 week.
What are you going to do?
I will be joining the Molecular Cellular Biology PhD program at the University of Washington in Seattle this fall.
Here's to you and your bright future.
Thank you.
Do you ever listen to music?
I do listen to a lot of music. Lab is good for that.
So do you listen privately with little earbuds or do you blast it out?
I'm more of a private listener personally.
Yeah.
But if the situation, you know, arises where everyone should enjoy the music, I think that's fine too.
Everybody loves a good dance party.
Yes.
What kind of things do you like to listen to?
Yeah, so right now I've been, in honor of their comeback, I've been listening to a lot of the Black Keys. They just announced their new album today. Yeah, very excited for that.
Oh, let's get on that.
Yeah, also a lot of, you know, Strokes, Two Door Cinema Club, so I guess that kind of alt indie rock.
Right on. Yeah. I like it.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you for coming to KXCI.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.